Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky wants to win back Christians at the very moment he's trying to shut down their churches. In an Easter address for Orthodox Christians, Zelensky said that Ukrainians are God's chosen people and that God is an ally in their conflict with Russia. That's funny, right? Because the war is going so poorly, you wouldn't think God would want credit for the Ukrainian showing
the 60
in this war.
The 600. So he's trying to wait a minute. He's saying he's trying to absolve himself of the deaths of 600,000 Ukrainians and over a million injured Ukrainians by saying that this, we are God's chosen people. This is God's plan. It's out of my hands. I've just got a condo in Dubai that I just bought. I'm going to be moving there soon if I'm not shot soon. So it's out of my hands. It's in God's hands here.
Right. So the imagery we're about to show you in this video, he shows the crucifixion and bloody images of Christ, and he is comparing dead Ukrainian soldiers' sacrifice to that of the Messiah, because he's saying this is sort of necessary suffering for all. I don't agree with that at all. I think he's used these people to suffer for his celebrity. I don't think he actually cares about those people suffering. Each death in Ukraine is a death too many. But again, this is your reminder, your regular reminder, that Ukraine is not a democracy or a moral government worth fighting for. So Sunday was Easter for Orthodox Christians, and Zelensky's video address was from Kiev's St. Sophia Cathedral. And he said a lot of nonsense for someone whose government has tried to shut down the country's largest Christian church. So what we're talking about here is the UOC, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. So that's weird, right? You shut down Christian churches, and then you come in front of one and say, I love Christian people. Here's my message of peace. Now, here's a short list of some of the things he's done to the UOC. The SBU has opened dozens of criminal cases against UOC priests, has sanctioned clerics, has stripped at least 19 bishops of their Ukrainian citizenship. Bishops. Nope, you don't get to take in your passport. Don't like what you're doing. Told you that you need to shut down.
And the SBU, by the way, is a security service of Ukraine, which has arrested, tortured, and killed American journalists like Gonzalo Lira and other journalists. And, of course, random Ukrainians. And this is what they do on a regular basis.
Yes, but specifically, why are they going after the church? Well, the church, they say, has connection to Russian Orthodox Church, even though this church says that they broke ties with Russia since the special military operation began in 2022. But that was not enough for Zelensky, because he still says they are an agent of Moscow. So he has his own brand of Orthodox Christianity that he condones. He started the OCU. It's the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. So this old school Orthodox, you guys are out. You guys are being persecuted. But you can join the new brand if you want. This is Ukrainian government sanctioned church. Talk about separation of church and state. Also, the church has seized property and monks were evicted from their homes. An ancient monastery had eviction of all of the monks who lived there. So because he shut down the churches he doesn't like and set up his own, he feels very comfortable addressing Christians. He says that God is protecting and directing their army, and that they basically must be prepared to lay down their lives as saints in the vein of Jesus Christ. Watch.
Саме так ми бачимо заступництво небесних сил, втілене у силах безпеки і оборони України. Кожного українця і кожної українки, які віддають себе священній справі, оборона рідної землі від темряви і зла. На цих іконах імена героїв, які віддали життя, аби нас захистити, які показали, українці стають на коліна лише у молитві. І ніколи...
Okay. So he then goes on to lay out some hypocrisy about loving your neighbor. Is this how you love your neighbor, I wonder? You throw them into a van to die for a war they don't believe in? Look how much they love their neighbors.
When they're getting off work.
They kidnap them.
Here's a Ukrainian who is providing for his family after work, and then he gets thrown into the conscription van, the people snatcher van, to go to be a cannon fodder on the front lines.
What do you think of that love?
I'm going to say no. That's not how you treat your neighbor.
No.
That's not love?
I do not treat my neighbors that way. No,
you don't kidnap them and throw them in vans.
throw them into vans, throw okay. them in the front lines.
Yeah, is this the Christian behavior that he's saying is loving his neighbor? I'm so curious, right? And that person, if in fact, God forbid, anything happens to him, but if he dies, Zelensky's saying, well, you know, he's basically a saint like Christ, and he wanted to lay down his life for others the way Christ did. Doesn't look like that to me. You're putting words in this guy's mouth and saying, and then basically reclaiming his death for your own, every person who was thrown into the front lines like this. Zelensky says that God sees that Russia is taking their land and that God has a Ukrainian flag in their social media profile too, basically.
Світ, що постійно набивався нам у брати, для нас далекий на віки. Він порушив всі заповіді, зажадав наш дім, прийшов нас вбивати. Світ бачить це, Бог знає це. І ми віримо у Бога на плечі шеврон з українським прапором. Тож, з таким союзником життя точно переможе смерть. Долаючи спільний шлях, відчуваючи спільний біль, всіх нас об'єднує сьогодні одна.
Don't you love when people claim to be God's chosen people? There's a lot of that going
over
around.
Others.
There's a lot of that going around these days.
It's nice though that for like, you know, millennia we've wondered which of the Christian sects and like different Christian religion, or what's the word I'm looking for? Just, you know, like versions sex. Of Christianity was yeah. the correct one. Yeah, and it turns out it was the brand new
right.
The Orthodox the Ukrainian church.
It's the one that he just created. I mean, it's usually how it works, right? I mean,
thank goodness they finally showed up.
That's what happens when a cult leader.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all like, those deaths during the Crusades, and we finally got the one, right?
Yeah, here we go. Thanks, Zelensky. That is pretty good, yeah.
He's odious. But will God protect Zelensky from the CIA when he's used up his usefulness as a war stooge for the West? Because who do you think is behind this assassination attempt on his life this week? Was it God's will that it failed? Now, the SBU said that they caught two officers of the State Security Administration staking out Zelensky's house with the aim to hit it with missile strikes and a kamikaze drone attack. The SBU says they were trying to carry this out as a gift to Putin before his inauguration on Tuesday. Now, last month, the service also claimed that someone in Poland was trying to assassinate Zelensky, but former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says, Russia didn't do this, and you know who did. Look at this snarky remark from Dmitry Medvedev. Says, an attempt on the life of the chief Banderite, which is, or would you say Banderite?
Banderite.
Yeah. Zelensky in Poland. That is truly serious. It may be the first piece of evidence that people in the West have made a decision to liquidate him. Be afraid, clown.
So basically, yeah, Russia's saying, first of all, yeah, we're not going to assassinate him. That's not part of our plan to assassinate a foreign leader like that. We're not going to do that. Who just assassinated Navalny in prison? What Western organization with three letters has now found that you have run out your usefulness and has a history, a long history of trying to assassinate and carrying out assassinations on foreign leaders when you've used up your usefulness? What other three-letter agency also has multiple offices
right.
in Ukraine and orchestrated the Maidan coup and was intimately involved in the Western-backed government that, of course, led to the downfall of Ukraine?
Yeah.
I don't know. Any ideas?
No, we do not wish Zelensky any harm. We wish him out of power as fast as possible so that a serious person can come to peace negotiations and end the war right now. But I do hope that God or any other higher power sees to that soon. End the power and the reign of Zelensky. Yes. You know, I think that if this were in the hands of God right now, it definitely would not be to continue the war on behalf of Ukraine. I don't speak for God. I don't even pretend.
No, it's in God's hands. But I am. I believe he's absolutely a war criminal, 100%, and therefore should be tried in front of the International Criminal Court. He should be brought to The Hague and put up for war crimes tribunal.
Yeah.
And I hope that that would happen. And we would, you know, how is that going to play out?
Like, I'm pretty sure the higher power, whatever you call it, doesn't want what Zelensky wants.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.